Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today is Valdis Filks, a research director for storage technologies and strategies at Gartner. Valdis will be speaking with us about storage resource management tools, which are better known by the acronym SRM. Valdis, how have SRM tools changed and improved during the last year or two?
Well, most of the vendors have endeavored to simplify the installation and implementation. They are becoming more agentless. That means they don't have to have such large footprints or lengthy installation projects to implement them in large environments. Some of the smaller vendors are totally agentless, and the larger ones are moving in that area, if not so totally. What else has happened? There's been some interesting companies, like, for example, a startup called Storage Fusion, which offers SRM as a service. That's pretty interesting. You can pay for them, not a great deal of money, and they will run some reports in your data center. They will get sent back to their, I suppose, cloud data center. And then they run the processing, create the reports, and you log online and you can do what ifs and ask for things. So that's a pretty low cost way to get into the SRM business if companies aren't sure how well they're doing from a storage management perspective. A couple other things that are interesting with the movement towards unified computing, the various fabric computing offerings and things like that. Some of the SRM tools from the larger vendors are gravitating or orientating to be joining up with system management tools. The SRM tools will still be sold separately from these vendors, but there is a slight move from that perspective, from that segment of the market, into wider unified computing provisioning tools, because these unified computing systems need to be able to provision the storage, monitor the storage, or the SRM type of functions and features which you require.
For what management tasks will an IT shop likely see the most benefit from an SRM tool?
The management tasks where you'd see the most benefit would really be the standard classic value proposition from SRM tools, which is reclaiming, or what I call reconciling the storage with the servers, with the applications. Most companies say that their storage and data growths are very large, but they actually don't know, because they either have homegrown scripts which they have to manually run, and if anybody asks a what if question, they may have to rewrite the script, or if the guy who writes the script is on holiday, they can't ask the question. But most vendors can implement these, and there is a pretty quick ROI. Once you implement some of these low footprint tools that are agentless, you can probably reclaim sufficient amount of storage to justify the cost of the SRM tool. But there's lots of other side effects. It's like, really, I always call it like going to war, or the war on data. Before you go on war, you have to know, the lay of the land and the map. You have to know where your problems are, what's growing, what's decreasing, what's not changing. And most people can't tell these things, especially when the environments get very large. And an SRM tool will tell you that. And once you know that, then you can plan for new technologies like thin provisioning. You can say, where should I use thin provisioning? Which apps are oversubscribed? Which apps never change? You could get a list of your top 10 or top 100 apps for performance perspective, and then you could actually scientifically justify maybe buying SSDs. So these SRM tools also give you a negotiation advantage with vendors, because quite often the vendor will come in and say, we can see you're running out of storage, buy more from me. So there's another interesting fact that some people do, and some companies do, is they buy third-party SRM tools, and not necessarily the SRM tool from the storage or their predominant storage vendor, because they just want a third opinion. So they get a neutral SRM tool in just to check to see if the storage, the disk vendor or the tape vendor, is giving them the right information. So as I've always said, you know, SRM tools are, they're the decision support systems. They can quickly, most of the time, they can quickly justify, you know, the expenditure and give you an ROI within 12 months. But there's a lot of other advantages. It's just like having some sort of system where you can ask what's going on and really deterministically find out what's happening in your own storage environment rather than just guessing.
One of the greatest challenges associated with implementing SRM tools today compared with deploying them in the past?
The challenges are about the same because most people believe the SRM market is the same. But as I mentioned before, they are a lot simpler to implement. Lots of the tools are modular. You do not have to implement all the options, and I don't recommend implementing all the options from day one. People should really choose what they want very quickly and do the easy things, like we just mentioned, reclamation. Do the easy things of just discovering how much storage I've got out there, where all my LUNs or volumes are they all being used, how much they're being used. You know, agentless solutions, there is a big debate. It's not only within the storage environment, the market. You know, what's better, agents or agentless solutions? It's just maybe easier to manage if you have fewer agents. Some of the larger tools may require professional services to implement and training, but the GUIs and the topological displays of many of the tools now are very simple to use, much more intuitive, faster. Report creation is pretty easy to do. The problem before was basically lengthy implementations, installation projects, and they never met the expectations or requirements from the initial project. So to summarize, people have to like stop scope creep and reduce their requirements to just a few simple things to start with. And then once they're happy with that, they can capacity plan, figure out where everything is, then maybe move to more complicated things like change management, provisioning, workflow management, and stuff like that.
Thanks, Valdis. That concludes today's podcast on SRM tools. We appreciate your listening.